Good morning, 9:09 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our weekly chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. Doing great.
Yeah, it's a chilly one out there. I don't know if hopefully people's windshields are melting and that sort of thing as we get the sun up, but I know at dark 30 this morning, it was not the most fun thing to scrape that off there. So.
Yes, it was.
But hey, frosty. The cold weather means that we are in store for all sorts of events, holiday events approaching, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the season. So we kicked it off last night, actually, with the Chamber Holiday Open House. That was awesome. Thank you to everyone who shopped and enjoyed all the festivities. I think I was able to get 3 Christmas presents in already.
Hey,
so got a kick off on that. And it was a lot of fun. We're going to be drawing the names for all the baskets today. It was also just a great way to support our local businesses. So I always tell everybody around this time of year facts about shopping small. For every $100 that's spent at a small business here in Coffeeville, $68 stays right here in the local economy. So it's one of those things where we just kind of remind everybody sometimes, hey, shop local, keep the money here, and that way it helps our community. So,
that's a great reminder.
Yes. I wanted to do a quick shout out and congratulations to our newest board members. So we just had our ballots come in and voted, and Wayne Joplin and Trey Maxson will be joining our board this coming year. We're very excited and welcome them. And then I mentioned this last week, but save the date. So January 20th is when we'll welcome in the new board members. We do an end of the year report, and then we do all the awards for the businesses and citizens of the year. So make sure you mark your calendar. We'd love to have everybody come join us because it's a great day. And we get to dress up and fun and
hobnob.
Yeah, a little fun. So you mentioned it earlier, but match day is coming up. So Thursday and
it's tomorrow.
So
it's
many,
crazy.
Yeah, I know. So many organizations that are really amazing and do good for our community that need our help. And I'll shamelessly give a plug for one of mine. So I am the facilitator for Leadership Coffeeville, and we always raise funds for scholarships, which you may think, oh, you probably don't need that many scholarships. But when we open up the class every year for our future leaders, sometimes we have businesses that can pay for it, but sometimes it's a nonprofit or, you know, somebody that doesn't have the funds to join the class. And so we want to make sure we offer those scholarships so we can give that opportunity to everybody. And it's really a good opportunity because this is how we develop our next commissioners, our next board members, our volunteers, you know, the ones that are going to be the future leaders that grow Coffeeville. So I'm very passionate about that.
Yes, no, that's great.
Speaking of that, though, Leadership Coffeeville class toured CVR and John Deere yesterday. Thanks to both of them for letting us come out. We were really blessed with good in industries and manufacturing companies here. Of course, that's kind of the rural America bread and butter, but they make such a significant economic impact. And we learned a lot about that yesterday, but it's not just the frontline workers, but you have to think about the engineers, the IT departments, the accounting and HR, and all the people that go into those industries. And of course, the products they sell, the products they buy. And we learned yesterday, a lot of our local industries also use all the small businesses around for all their supplies. So, I mean, they're keeping our small businesses in business,
well,
if that makes sense.
And there's even other aspects of this that we don't often think about. I mean, I went and got my hair cut yesterday, and it's just like, you know, little things like that. We all depend on each other. And, mm-hmm. you know, the industries, the people who live here, everyone's got to get a haircut.
Yes.
You know, so it's
just
little things like that.
It
you
is.
Know,
it all trickles down.
It does.
It makes an impact. So we want to make sure all of our large businesses are successful. Sometimes we want to fight the big companies, you know, like, oh, they're so greedy. I'm like, they are what's keeping us alive.
Yes.
So, oops. Just in time for the holidays, some things from our members. Jen Ells has carrying Magnolia Scents, which is the candle company down in Independence.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in there?
I know right where it is. I haven't been in there yet. Sometimes those like places, I'm like, it can be a little overpowering for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of scents.
That's true. It is a lot of scents, but it just smells so good in there.
And oh, I bet
it
does.
So many amazing products. So anyway, you don't even have to go. You can just go down to Jan L's and they've got some candles.
Excellent.
There, so.
Right across the street from us, basically.
I know. And another downtown business that just opened, Hersh's Ice Cream Shop, right? So they were open last night, and it doesn't matter how cold it is outside. People love ice cream. They've been doing very well, but they are now also an espresso bar. So along with ice cream, they're doing coffee.
That's great.
And then you can combine them. They have like these coffee floats, and they're really good. So.
Nice. Fire and ice.
Yes. Shout out, I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but the Kauffman Family Healthcare Scholarship was recently endowed, and that was by Monty and Amber Kauffman. It's a scholarship at the community college that will be given to incoming freshmen that are pursuing a career in healthcare. So we wanted to thank that family for working on that and supporting our community. The Vail Pub and Grill has new ownership. And after much discussion, they are changing the name back to The Zone, which is kind of what people around here know that place as, The Zone. So stay tuned. We will be having more announcements on just everything that they're going to be doing and some great things coming out of that. In the news, we always share a few things in our newsletter every week that's kind of impacting everybody. But a couple of interesting things that I came across. Turkey producers are indicating that there's a shortage in turkeys this year. Has to do with the avian flu, I think. So, anyway.
Hopefully this is real. It's not a scheme to sell more turkeys sort of thing.
It's true. It could be.
I feel like every year there's always a pumpkin shortage, turkey shortage, Christmas tree shortage. But, you know, maybe I don't know if I've heard a turkey shortage before, so maybe it's legit.
I know. Well, there was a potato shortage just a few weeks back.
Oh,
did you hear about
that? No, I didn't. That's
no.
crazy.
Oh, you couldn't find them. And when you could, they were like, so expensive.
Mm.
It was crazy. But
my.
Anyway, hopefully everybody's got their turkeys. You don't have to worry about it. So good news, though, on the inflation front, some prices are starting to drop. I know not everything because my grocery bill is still pretty high right now. But I think that's good news for us in the future that inflation's going to be getting a little bit better here. And as you mentioned, all kinds of events coming up. So what is today?
16th,
that's
Wednesday.
Right. Okay, so tonight is the murder mystery at the Yoke. That's a new thing that they're doing, and I'm excited to see how that works. If it goes well, they're going to try to do this, you know, every couple times a year. Match day, of course, on the 17th, and then on Friday is Raven Holiday.
Yes.
Get all the kiddos, because I know they're going to have carriage rides and hot cocoa and games, Santa, of course, and the play.
The play? Three performances, I think.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's, on Friday, I think it's staggered by hour. I think it's like 6, 7, 8 or something like that. I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing.
That's nice. Okay, cool.
I have to double check on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what I saw.
Then on Saturday is the annual SCK Bikers Toy Run. That's always a fun one, raising funds and getting toys for all the kids in town. And then the list of activities for Christmas on the Plaza has been published. So that's on their Facebook page. You can call the chamber. We can get you a list as well. But that will all kick off on December 2nd, which is our annual Christmas parade the chamber puts on every year. Last call for entries, though. We really need to get those in. So if you want to have an entry in the parade, give me a call and we'll get you all set up. At 4:30 that night, we do Cookies with Santa. So that kind of kicks it all off. And thank you to Commercial Bank for helping to sponsor that. And then, of course, then over the next few weeks, all kinds of stuff downtown. So Plaza activities will be in full force. And that also includes the Brown Mansion candlelit tours. I tell you what, listening audience, if you've not been, you have to go. I mean, sometimes we forget to go to things in our own backyard, but it is so beautiful. It's just, it's an experience you don't want to miss. So get your tickets for the Brand Mansion tours. Follow the Christmas on the Plaza page for all that. And then, of course, love to see you at the Christmas parade for the chamber. Oh, and one last thing on the parade. We are needing volunteers. So if anybody out there was willing to help out, it takes a whole bunch of people to get everybody lined up, all those parade entries. And
sure.
So it only takes about 30 minutes, and just help us get everybody lined up, make sure the parade kicks off good. And if you can do that, help us out. Give me a call or call the chamber, and I'll go ahead and give you that number. But that's 251-2550. Of course, you can message us, go to our website, go to our Facebook. But give us a call if you can help out with that. And that'll be, again, December 2nd. And then activities clear up until Christmas Day.
And then for people who are actually in the parade, is there like a staging area sort of thing where you line up and everything?
Well, or? When they we email them out that week and say, okay, here's what block you're on, here's what number you are on, and then we have the volunteers kind of make sure that they're set up. So everybody has their own block that they go to.
Okay, nice.
Line up. Yeah. So, and then we have a parade route so the community can go, okay, where do I want to sit and put up my chairs? Mm-hmm. And we have the UAW is doing hot dogs. We've got somebody else giving out hot cocoa, and there'll be all kinds of other stuff too.
When I was in Manhattan, I know for their parades, it was just, you just got all met in like the Penny's parking lot, and it was no order,
really?
No planning, and it was chaos, as you might imagine, but it kind of worked. But yeah, it was just literally kind of, well, wherever you can find a spot, you just get in line and
wow,
go. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I don't know if I could handle that. I don't like mass chaos. Yeah. So, and ours is not even as big as like Neowalla.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
That one has to be timed perfectly, lined up perfectly. Yep. They have it down to a science, so it's great.
Here, if you wanted to be Joe Bob marching by yourself in the parade, you can do it. I mean, it's just, it was interesting.
That's all right. Yeah, hey, fun. It all ends up fun.
Exactly. No, it's all about having fun.
So, all right. Well, if you have questions on anything I shared today, give us a call. Go out to our website, and all the details on the events are on the website community page calendar, and it goes into detail about where to go, how to help or support or get involved. So.
All right. Well, excellent. And then I know we're hitting it hard, but yeah, match day, there are several ways, you know, you can give by mail, you can give online, and of course you can give in person.
They pretty much make it like foolproof. Like there's no, you know, if you want to donate, it's easy.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
All right. Well, Candy Westbrook, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And look forward to having you back again next week.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
All right. And we will continue Open Line right after this on the Mighty 690.